Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on. So I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara.
Okay, welcome to Fat Mascara, everyone. I am Jess.
I'm Jen. Hi, guys.
It is nice to be with y'all. I feel like last week was kind of...
Oh, Jersey girl got Southern.
Yeah, right. Imagine being in the South. I can't. I've spent a little time, but no.
I totally can.
Really?
Okay. I'm telling you, there's that character in Steel Magnolias that I just feel like when you grow up someday, you're going to be just like her, and I love her, and I want to go have a cup of tea with her.
Anyway. I'll take it. Hi, I'll guys. Take it. Well, I'm excited that it's just you and me. I love the you and me episodes. I love the ones where it's just us just riffing. But you've got a lot of news right now.
Catching up.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this episode because you've got some big personal news.
I do. So there's a new member of the Sullivan family.
Woo.
And he's a little doggy. And his name is Wolfgang P. Sullivan. So we kept his name. We rescued a dog. And I have to share, I know you
know...
Wait,
what does that P stand for?
The puck. So the shelter is called Day Before the Rainbow, and it's in South Carolina. And so his name on the website was Wolfgang Puck, which I think his foster mom named him.
So he's Southern.
But I was like, this little guy has been... Yeah, he's Southern. He actually came from Mississippi. He has been through so much in his life. I was like, I don't want to also give him a new name, even though he doesn't even know his name. I don't know if he had a name before this. But I was like, he kind of looks like a little wolf.
He does.
Wolfgang Puck it is. But also, then I don't want people to think that I'm like obsessed with Spago food and the chef Wolfgang Puck. So we just Wolfgang P. Sullivan it is. But I have to tell everyone, I know I partially told you this, but there's like a weird, beautiful connection to Janetta that I have to share with everyone.
Okay, let's roll.
I don't know how I knew, you know, I'm adopted and he's adopted. So we're bonded, first of all, because we're adoptees. But I saw him, I saw another dog on the website. I asked about that dog. They were like, it's already, you know, given away or has been adopted. And we've been trying to get a dog for a year now, but I didn't want a dog that had regular fur. I wanted something that was potentially hypoallergenic. So I've been asking and asking. And they were like, but these other dogs are still available. And one of them was Wolfgang. And so I said, oh my God, Wolfgang, he's this breed. It's called a Sholowinskwitli, which is a hairless dog. So it's this breed that like is like, I think a fancy breed. I have never seen one of them in a shelter, but I was like, he's adorable. He looks so sad. I want to give him his forever home.
Now, was there a little description underneath? Like, oh, hi, my name is Wolfgang. Yes. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you know how they do.
Yeah.
They weren't sure about the breed, but my foster mom thinks I'm a Sholowinskwitli, which I think you say Sholo for short. And so I said, what about him? And she's like, nope, he just got adopted. And then that was the beginning of September. And then you were going through everything with Janetta. Mm-hmm. And on September 17th, which I know was like a rough day in your family's life.
Yeah, that was the day before my cat died. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so right. I saw that he was back on the website and I got really confused. So I emailed them and didn't hear back. And then the next day when, as you say, Janetta passed over the rainbow.
Yes, the Rainbow Bridge, yeah.
Yeah, so I got an email that same day from Day Before the Rainbow, which is the name of the shelter, and they said that the didn't work out. Wolfgang is now available if you want him. And then she connected me with a foster mom who told me about all of his special needs. And I was like, you know what? It's fine. So on October, in the middle of October, we met the like puppy train up from the south and like a, you know, a parking lot on the New Jersey Garden State Parkway. And it was like, they were dropping off four dogs at our stop. And home came Wolfgang.
I love that story.
I don't know. I don't know why that day. And I've been trying to get a dog for so long. I've asked about so many dogs. And then just something happened. And honestly, I didn't even know that that's what you say about a pet that passes, that they go over the rainbow. And I have called so many shelters. It just happened to be this one was called Rainbow. And on the day that Janetta passed, we found out that we were getting a dog. So he's a new part of the Fat Mascara fam.
She left a space and she made room. I do think there's been a lot of, I don't know if there's been a lot of more of these connections. And listeners, if you're picking up what I'm putting down, please send us a message. But I do feel like there's been a lot of strange like occurrences like this recently. But maybe we're just more attuned to it because it's a quieter time right now. But like she's exiting and she's making room for Wolfgang. Like a lot of these kind of just strange but like nice things happening like that.
And I know we are looking for them more this year because it's so rough. But this is the funniest thing. Yeah. So he's part of the Fat Mascara fam. But guys, he needs lotion. He has no hair, so he needs sunscreen in the summer, I'm told. I've been doing a lot of research. And he's about two, which makes him like a little teenage boy. So he's got a little acne right now. He's got some little on the back of his head.
Can you use regular sunscreen or is there like dog sunscreen?
There is not such a thing as dog sunscreen, but I'm going to go with a physical blocker should he need it. But I also am going to try not to leave him out in the sun that long because he has like this pinkish tan skin.
What a sweetie.
I'll put a picture of him up on the Instagram soon, but I didn't want to go doing a photo shoot with him while he's still trying to settle in because he has a lot of anxiety and I don't think he's been treated well in his life, but
God bless you.
Eric and I are taking good care of him. As soon as he's like chilled out a little bit more, I'm going to see if I could do a little exfoliating on the back of his neck for the skin issues.
Do you have to pop? Do you have to pop the zits with your manual?
I'm going to try not to because I feel like I don't want to mess with his little puppy microbiome too much. Okay. But I'm going to see. But guess what? So Dr. Wu, the tattoo artist who I worked on his skincare line with him.
Yeah.
This is so weird, but he has the same breed of dogs. two of them.
Oh, wow.
So he was telling me when he was like testing out his fragrance-free body lotions and stuff, like he has to put lotion on his dogs. So he puts it on his dogs. So I have my tube of Woo, Project Woo's body lotion. So once, you know, he's better, he has a cone on his head right now. It's a whole long story. But once he's like in a safe, happy place, he's going to get lubed up. We're going to treat him like a little beauty dog.
I love that you have this beautiful animal in your life. I think this is so great.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to meet him.
Look at me. I'm softening in my middle age.
Stop it.
How's your week been?
It's all right. I'm just hanging in. It feels like the days are just like rolling into one another. So I don't know, but that's everyone right now. I'm very excited about Wolfgang. All right, should we hit it? Should I get you guys back into the beauty groove?
Hit it.
I did get some fun news, some news topics, but so we'll get to those in just a few minutes. But I also got a really, I suppose we haven't gotten into this topic yet because I feel like this is such a kind of omnipresent, weird phenomenon. One of our listeners asked, how come people who get a lot of work done have that funny, waxy look? Like that Madame Tussauds look.
Oh, when I read it, I was like, I know exactly what our listener is talking about. And it's so hard to explain.
Yeah, how did we like never talk about this before? We've talked about being overly Botoxed or overly plumped, but we never talked about like, why do they look like that? So we talked to Dr. McCrean and she gave us so many great, like simple answers that now you can all easily avoid that Madame Tussauds look. So thank you, Dr. McCrean. Shall we hit it?
Let's do it. Oh, and stay tuned for a raise a wand at the end of the episode, as always. Okay.
Let's do it. Okay. Beauty news headlines, Jess Matlin's version. It's pretty late on the science this week. Sorry.
You don't get a science corner.
I don't have a science corner. I'm not really sure what my corner is. Maybe the celebrity corner? I don't know. We'll find a little corner for myself, a little hole one day. Okay.
So you're giving me such Moira from from Schitt's Creek vibes right now. I'm loving it.
I think we're all Moira right now. We've all been watching too much Schitt's. Maybe. All right. So I think many of us are going to nod and say, yes, yes, we are aware, Jessica. We're all so aware. We all have been briefed on Bobbi Brown's new beauty line. She is back in the beauty game. And if you have not been briefed, just know that this exploded onto Women's Wear Daily last Friday. It's been 4 years since she left Bobbi Brown Cosmetics, the line that she founded, and is currently under control of Estee Lauder companies. So anyway, she had a non-compete, as you would imagine, after she left her brand. And, you know, she sold her brand. And now she has a new line called Jones Road. And Jones Road only has 6 SKUs, so 6 things to buy. They include a mascara.
Stock keeping units for our non-beauty industry friends.
You know
Go
what?
On.
I don't think I actually thought about what SKUs meant. I think if a gun was to my head, maybe I would be able to think about it, but I didn't know that off the top of my head. So thank
Having
you.
Worked at Sephora, I could tell you all about SKUs. Go on. Jones Road.
Jones Road. So there's a mascara, there's something called a cool gloss, and something called a miracle balm, which is part moisturizer and part skin tint. This line is really the fact that there's only 6 products tells you she's going really minimalist, and she wants products that she feels are way more modern than what beauty looked like when she launched the original line. So very easy on the fly kind of product. She doesn't feel like women, shouldn't just say women, everyone, people want to wear makeup in the same way. They don't want to have a very overly done, studied look. It's just like easy, breezy. That's actually CoverGirl's line, but you know what I mean? Just kind of
Easy breezy, Jones Road.
Set it and forget it. Yeah. okay. Camila Cabello cut her hair, and you may be saying, okay, well, why is this news? Okay, come on. This doesn't sound like fat mascara. But I thought it was really interesting that she got rid of the curtain bangs that she's really known for. And now she has these like soft curly bangs, which look totally like Jennifer Beals in Flashdance. And I think we're seeing a lot of this kind of, you know, soft 80s, like the bangs with like the big hair. It's also like Jennifer Grey in Dirty Dancing. I'm seeing a lot of
this. Oh my
gosh,
one of our listeners, what is her name? Like the girl with the curly hair or something like that is her handle. Just, you know, I always DM with our listeners. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She has this exact haircut, like soft curly bangs.
Soft curly bangs. Like you were not seeing this until I would say this year. Generally speaking, obviously somebody always has this haircut, but we're really seeing this like return to the 80s soft bangs, curly hair. I really like it. So, and it also reminds me of like Glenn Close, like a Fatal Attraction kind of thing. It's really cool.
Minus a little bit of the crunch.
Yeah. Not crunchy, less though. Crunch, soft,
more soft. Fluff.
So if you have this haircut, mm-hmm, please send mm-hmm. us a photo. We will share it. Okay. Men are shaving less in the pandemic, but women are shaving more. New York Magazine reported on an investor call with Procter & Gamble. They own Gillette. And they learned that sales of men's razor blades and razors are down due to pandemic-related consumption decline. Whew, that's a mouthful. But women's razors...
PRCD.
Oh, my God. Jesus. That's so funny. Women's razors and blades are on the rise.
I'm making myself laugh.
No, I like it. I like it. I feel like this is unsurprising. Like my husband now has like a total like Don Mattingly like 1980s mustache, but like I am like shaving like crazy because I just like I don't know. I just don't want to be like walking
don't
around.
Don't want to get out of the shower.
I just like, I don't want to be like.
I swear when I saw this news item, I was like, oh, that's because we're all of the women are trying to escape their families and the shower is the place to do that. And like, no, I got to shave again. Sorry, 10 more minutes.
That's funny. See, I didn't even think about that. I was thinking like, I'm in like loungewear a lot. And if I'm going to be in loungewear, I don't want like my legs like poking through my pajamas all like gnarly.
No, I totally know what you mean because when you jeans, it doesn't bother you as much. But if you're like in a nice slippy lounge pant,
yeah, I don't want like
yeah, you
scary
want
scary
nice legs.
Yeah,
and body care sales were up. Remember, we learned that mm-hmm. last week. So yeah, interesting stat, Matlin. Thank you.
I like this stat. Okay, so then this is a little bit old by the time you're listening to it, but I just am very interested in this topic. If you listen to this podcast, you probably know all like the body image stuff. So Ashley Graham caused some controversy when she posted a naked selfie on Instagram. So it was her coming out of the shower. She's covering her bits. She's like covering her like, you know, like boobs and stuff. And she wrote the caption, "Nakey big girl." And a lot of people thought that she does not get to call herself a big girl. So it's like Ashley Graham has done a lot for body positivity. She is larger than your average kind of little wispy starlet. And she's kind of irreverent and funny. But then does she get to be a big girl? Does she get to call herself a big girl? I'm not answering these questions. I'm just delivering the news right now.
I'll answer it. I feel it goes along with self-identification. I think people are allowed to claim whatever they want for themselves. So if she wants to claim that title, I will let her.
It is written.
Jess is like, no comment.
I'm not like in the mood to wade into this right now. I'm just like, got a lot going on.
you're just sharing the news.
I'm just sharing the news. But I just thought it was like, okay, like, wow, wait, she's not allowed to, it's like, I thought that she was doing good things. It's like, oh no, we're not doing good things anymore. Okay, Ashley, you know, it's just, she can't get a break. Okay. Glossier declares Fig the fall flavor. I love it. It's the name of their new bomb.com. You know, they're always coming out with like neat flavors.
I'm sorry. Do they not listen to Fat Mascara? We've all agreed that cardamom is the flavor of fall.
That is the number right? one flavor. But I do like Fig too. I think it's kind of like sumptuous and cozy and sexy. I don't know if I want to put cardamom on my lips. All right, Glossier. You know what?
Oh, cardamom's lovely. I remember I was doing backpacking in Central America and they would like, we would just like pick off these little cardamom pods and chew on them. It's like has that cinnamony, eucalyptusy kind of minty and yeah, it makes your mouth half numb, but it is kind of like curbs your appetite and feels like a chewing gum in a way. Cardamom pods.
Cardamom pods.
This is about Glossier, maybe not they, my backpacking trips in Central America.
they put it on their Glossier Slack chat and everyone was like, no. Cardamom is not hip. It's not cool.
Oh, I hope that Fat Mascara gets mentioned on the Glossier company Slack channel. It'd make me happy.
I don't know. Guys, what do you think? Was cardamom, number two?
Or fig?
Maybe it wouldn't fit on the label. On I don't know. Okay. All right. That's the news.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, AlloMoves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right? That's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? AlloMoves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with AlloMoves. Go to AlloMoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's AlloMoves.com, code MASCARA20. AlloMoves.com, code MASCARA20. Hey, Jem.
Hey, what?
You know that waxen look?
Yes. Yes, I told you. I knew exactly what you're talking about.
It's like when you see someone who's had a lot of work done. Now, they could be 55, but the scary thing is they could be like 25. And just like something happens where you know like they're very into their skin. And I don't mean like they're into applying
lotion. Or they've done something.
They've done something.
Yes, I've been watching a lot of Dog Whisperer, and there was an owner on the other night, and I was like, this is what our listener was talking about when they asked about why, when certain people get work done, people that you can clearly see have had some sort of work done, besides the structure of their face changing, the skin takes on this like puffy, waxen quality that is not oily, right?
Right. It's not oily. It's like a shine. It's a glow, and it's not highlighter. It's not skincare. Don't think I'm talking about like a product they're using. It's like something has changed.
This isn't Dewy Dumpling.
No. This is Namvo. Sit this one out, okay? This is not about you and your Dewy Dumpling. This is about something in the texture of the skin that changes. And it's not like they went to the doctor and said, oh, I want this treatment where my skin gets really thick and waxy looking. It's like this byproduct that no one's discussing. So,
yes,
I had to talk to a dermatologist about this. And I went to Dr. McCrean. We've had her on the show before. Because McCrean, her patients don't look like this. McCrean is about a more conservative look. And I knew that she
was Dr. Alexiadis. I'll just say her last name. So if you want to Google her. And we'll put a link on the blog. Go ahead.
Thank you. Continue. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. So she actually hit me with like several reasons, and she knew exactly what I was talking about straight away. Several reasons that this can happen. And this is like a really good like checklist of things that you don't want to, you know, this is like a what to avoid.
What not to do.
Yeah, exactly. What not to wear is like what not to do. It could be, number one, getting the wrong type of laser treatments too often. Jen and I have heard about people who get this Clear and Brilliant laser, which is amazing, this device. We've heard about them getting it like a monthly facial, which is absolutely not what, you know, it's for. Dr. McQueen said that she heard about people getting it like as if it were a manicure. It's the same kind of analogy. The Clear and Brilliant treatment causes superficial heat damage or very slight controlled burns. Again, controlled. But if you're doing it too much, you will accumulate a type of scar tissue that can make the skin look waxy if you're doing it too many times.
Oh.
It causes a controlled burn to the very top layer of the skin. So imagine doing that over and over and over again or a similar laser treatment. She didn't name which types of lasers.
It'll thicken the skin almost like a keloidy sort of like so just more, a thicker, scarier look.
Right. So more is absolutely not.
Oh my God,
more.
That makes sense because scars also have that like waxy coloration and thickness to them. Very interesting.
More is not more. Same thing with peels. Over peeling, having deep peels to the skin can cause the skin to look shiny and waxy. Over needling, I know a lot of people who they're like super into this whole micro needling trend, which, you know, it's not really a trend, but people are like writing about it more, posting about it more on Instagram. It temporarily plumps the skin. But if you do it too often, and she said it'll make the skin look really like unhealthy looking and overly shiny. That is not the look that we're going for. Again, more is not more. Now, Jen, you talked about this when we were just like kind of like riffing about this topic before. You mentioned, well, is it like too much plumping?
But you know what I was thinking? It's because they are getting too much filler or Botox and then the waxy quality comes. But I don't think that's the reason. I think the same person who might get so much injectables that you notice that they've had injectables is also the person that overindulges in these superficial things like laser peels and chemical peels. So you start to equate the two together, thinking like, oh, the people with the bad work also have the waxy skin. But what I hear you saying is, or Dr. McCrean, they're actually separate things. It's just usually the same customer or patient who's guilty of both, right?
They are separate things. She said if you're over-injecting, too many fillers can make the skin stretch and the skin can just start to look unnatural. So that's what you're seeing. And then the over-Botoxing, that absolutely does create what she called, and this is going to make me laugh forever, an ice skating rink effect. It is going to pull the skin very taut. It is going to make the skin have the upper face on the forehead. It's going to freeze the skin and make it look waxy and shiny.
I've seen a forehead that's like too smooth and perfect.
If it's too taut, it's going to look like an ice skating rink. It's going to look unnatural. So all of these factors, like you can pick and mix. It could be one, it could be all of them, is what makes the skin look really unnatural and shiny.
You know what I call it? Well, I don't call it this like a scientist does. There's this uncanny valley. It's this theory in robotics of like if an android looks, there's a valley of like if it doesn't look like a human, we're comfortable with it. If it looks exactly like a human, we're comfortable with it. But somewhere on that plot line, there's a dip where it looks almost human, but weird. And that's the uncanny valley where like it actually makes you feel uncomfortable. And I've had this feeling when you look at like a Madame Tussauds, as you said in the intro, those wax figures, sometimes they're fine and you're like, whatever. But sometimes they kind of make your belly feel funny.
Like a chill up the spine. You know? Let's move
it's
along.
It's called
let's
uncanny valley. Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. Get deep into this theory. Google it. Anybody, if you haven't heard of it or
that's
if you have, I just think it applies here.
Very cool.
But these
Jen.
Are really good. But I'm going to heed Dr. McCrean's advice and like less is more with these very invasive procedures, huh?
I'm going to Google Uncanny Valley.
Thanks for doing that reporting, Jess.
Thank you. Thanks, Dr. McCrean. It's time to raise a wand. Take it away, Eva.
Hi, Jen and Jess. My name is Eva. I'm from Vancouver, Canada. And I just am listening to the episode where you guys are discussing whether you should be speaking on more political issues or just sticking to beauty. And I just want to say that I think you guys should talk about whatever you want to. It doesn't isolate me. And I feel like it wouldn't isolate many other listeners either. I think right now everyone knows that, you know, this is the world that we're living in. And I think we just have to find a fine balance between staying grounded in reality and being aware of what's going on, and also having the frivolous side of enjoyment and passion and love for things that may feel silly but make us happy. So just keep talking about whatever you want to talk about. I'm here for it. And then I have a raise a wand. I'm not usually into a lot of hair products, but this one is pretty amazing. It's the Amika Flash Instant Hair Mask. And it just takes away like any flyaways, any frizz, makes your hair so shiny and just very silky and smooth. So that is my raise a wand. And also wanted to say, Jess, I'm really sorry for your kitty loss. I had a loss recently of myself. So I just want to say that I understand and I'm very sorry for your loss. Thank you so much for the podcast.
Oh, as if I didn't need another reason to love the Fat Mascara fam.
That was so nice. That made me feel really good.
Me too. They get us and like they bear with us and know that 244 episodes in, sometimes I say dumb stuff and like sometimes I share my opinions and you might not agree, but we're on the same page. And also, I'm on the page with an instant hair mask. Thank you for that recommendation. I'm about to get some Amika. If you guys want to share your razor wand, we would love to hear it. You don't have to talk about us in the podcast. You could just call up and just talk about a product. 646-481-8182 or email us a voice memo. It's info@fatmascara.com. And now let's raise our wands. Okay. Who's going first?
I'm going to do mine first, if that's okay.
I'm okay with that. Go ahead.
You're okay with that? Okay. So I am very, very selective about when I don't mention a beauty product, but I'm also very selective about when I mention anything that's like baby related, because again, not trying to turn this into a mom pod, but I know there are some moms out there.
Okay. You had a cat brush. You had some magic spoon cereal this season, but go on.
This is a baby food, okay? And I am so passionate about it because my child is learning to eat. And it's like, I thought like, yeah, I like eating. She'll love it, you know? Like, it's, I have to carve out like
someone
an hour 20.
Someone give Jess a mom vlog stat.
In my spare time, I was like, oh, maybe I'll start like writing about like my like motherhood journey. And I was like, with what time? Oh my God. So you have to just kind of get like the dregs of like what I'm thinking about. But yeah, it takes like an hour and 20 minutes to feed her because it's just so like hard. And there is a food that I love feeding her because I kind of like, I get to like live vicariously through her. It's called Yumi. If like you are anywhere like in the mom world, you might be like, oh, I've heard of Yumi, because it is so sick. Okay. Like sick, like in like the cool way. Oh my God. I'm such like a 90s child. Okay. It's sick. In these little jars of food that are basically like, it's made fresh. It comes to you like, you know, in the freezer pack, whatever, like you have to put in the fridge right away. And it's made.
Use code FATMASCARA. No,
oh my God, I would love if they started advertising with us. Are you kidding? They're made by like real chefs. Like one of the chefs. Well, the thing, I'm living vicariously with her through her is because I was like a child that like wanted nothing except for, you know, macaroni and cheese and PB&J. They have guest chefs from places like WD50, which like I've never gotten to eat at. Fancy chefs that like have restaurants that you only read about in like the New York Times and stuff like that. They make all these little meals.
Like Wolfgang Puck.
Like probably Wolfgang Puck probably may have done something with them, or if not, it'll happen one day. The other day, my parents called, like, what's she doing? And I was like, yo, hold on, she's eating borscht. I didn't know what borscht was until I was 25 years old and went to Valseca in New York. Okay. It's definitely a little bit more expensive than your average baby food, but I get two meals out of every jar because she is a slow eater. But I also freeze the meals and you can just defrost them. She's eating things like mango. She's eating things like pear. She was eating a azuki bean the other day. I still don't know what an azuki bean is, but she was eating it. I just feel like I'm doing something good for her, but I'm also feeling like I'm making up for like all of the powdered things that I've like ate in the 80s that I still love today.
I love that. It's making, and maybe it's even, watch, the minute she gets to pick her own food, she'll be like, can I have the veggie nuggets, please? But for
she
now,
she eats better
like,
than I
her
do.
Her palate is
Yeah, she has a more sophisticated palate than I do. Yeah, she's far more sophisticated than I am. And that, I'm fine with that.
I don't know what an azuki... Maybe I could picture an azuki bean.
She ate chard the other day. What is chard? I couldn't identify it.
Yes, you could.
If somebody said, Jessica, you've got 10 minutes in Whole Foods, you know, I'm taking away all the cards. I would not be able to find chard.
That is a...
video that I would want to watch, like giving you the name of some random weird food and making you run through Whole Foods and get frantic trying to find it. Oh my God.
No, I'm not
for that television.
But Lake,
show
right she'll be away. like, you know, zero in on that
she'll
right
be like,
away.
Itsuki, aisle 4.
Anyway, it's amazing. Check it out. Yumi.
That's Yumi. I love it. So I feel like mine's going to not be great in comparison, but as you know, Wolfgang came into my life and I'm a very empathetic person. And he's sick a little bit and very anxious right now. And I am
sweetie.
Soaking that in and it's giving me a little, you know, when you're around, I'm sucking up his energy.
Of course.
Which I know will change. So I'm a very patient person. In the meantime, I cleaned out the bath. I did a deep scrub and I was like, time for some bath time. Usually I'm a shower girl. And I was like, what have we got going on? So I've been doing some baths. Have you ever tried the Whey chill pills?
No, have not.
They are delightful. They're little like sodium bicarbonate pills that fizz when you put them in. And the scent is jasmine rose. Thank you.
That's
thank
lovely.
You, Jen Atkin. I put a couple of those in. They do not make big bubbles, but there's like a silkening quality to the water.
A silkening quality.
I don't know how to, you know, sometimes bath, you get out and you feel filmy.
Yeah, in a nice way.
And I overdo it with bath oil always. So it's like, I'm like filming up myself. So it's very, you don't feel like there's something on your skin when you get out, but yet you feel like you're in like better than regular
water. Oh, I like that.
So, and little jars, really cute. And I love the name. So, and they look like little pills almost. You split them. They're like pill shaped. So Whey chill pills, raise a wand. I'll get in there, eat some Yumi borscht and adzuki and just like live my best life.
Silkening water. I like that.
Okay, see you next week, guys. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.